Vava Kamma, Perek Yud, Mishnah Beis. This Mishnah deals primarily with situations where one receives items that belong really to somebody else, whether through a thief or through some other means. The Mishnah begins, Natlu mochsin es chamoro. If these illegitimate tax collectors take away your chamor, they take away your donkey, and they give you another donkey in its place, which of course they got from somebody else. Or, gozlu listim es ksuso. Let's say robbers rob your ksus, your cloak, and they give you another cloak in its place. Of course they got it from somewhere else. It's a hot item. Hare elu shalo. It belongs to you. You can keep it. Why? Mipnei shehabalim misyashin mehen. Because the owners, the original owners, have given up hope. The reason for this is because it's a combination of yiush, of the fact they gave up hope, and shinei rishus, it's changed hands, and therefore you can now take possession and ownership of the item. However, the Gemara says if you're a chassid, if you're somebody who's pious and want to be machmir on yourself, you want to be stringent, and you don't want to keep somebody else's money, then you should return it to them. But in terms of the actual halacha, you are allowed, as the Mishnah says, to hold on to it. The Mishnah continues, Hamatzel min hanohar o min hagayis o min halistim. If somebody saves an item that is taken away in a river, meaning like in a flood, or from a marauding army that has taken away an item, o min halistim, or from robbers, so im nisyashu habaylim hare elu shalo. If the owners have given up hope, you may keep the item for yourself. There's an interesting distinction between the first case, where we say that if listim have taken your cloak, it's yours because the owners have given up hope, and the second case, where we talk about listim, we also mention robbers, and there we say if they've given up hope. The indication from that is that the first case, we say we can assume that they gave up hope, and in the second case, it's only if we know they gave up hope. What's the difference? The Gemara distinguishes that the first case where you can assume they gave up hope is talking about that the robbers are Jewish robbers. And since they're going to be brought to Jewish court, the Jewish court is going to demand testimony and very clear proofs in order to be able to collect. And therefore, the person gives up hope. He figures it's going to be very difficult to come up with that type of evidence. The second case in the Mishnah of the robbers is talking about non-Jewish robbers, and their courts might give it back to him without such strict evidence. And therefore, we say that we don't presume that he's given up hope. It's only im nisyashu habaylim, only if we know that he's given up hope, that we can say it belongs to him. A case not dealing with robbers, but having to do with yiush, having to do with giving up hope, the Mishnah continues and says, v'chein nechil shel devarim. If you have a cluster of bees have gone from one person's field to your field, im nisyashu abaylim, if we know that the owners have given up hope, hare elu shalo, it belongs to you. Now, in general, the kinyan, the ownership that a person has to bees that are on his property is only a kinyan midrabanan, it's only rabbinical, because you really cannot completely own the bees. Despite that, though, the person whom the bees travel to do not take ownership from them away from the original person, despite the fact that the original person only had a kinyan midrabanan, unless there is yiush. Again, working with this idea that the kinyan, the ownership of a group of bees, is only midrabanan, the Gemara, and the Mishnah rather, gives its next halacha, Amar Rabbi Yochanan ben Baroka, Ne'emenes isha o katan, lomar. A woman or a minor are believed to say, even though normally they cannot serve as witnesses in court, but they are believed in this case to say, Mikan yotze nechil zeh, that this nechil, this group of cluster of bees, have come from this particular field. And therefore, the person who's now has the cluster in his rishos, in his field, has to return it to them. And the Gemara says this is talking about a case where we have the original owners are running after to recapture the bees, and the woman or the child are just mentioning it in casual conversation that they know it came from that place. Those two items together make it that you have to return it to that person. We can assume that he is indeed the owner. Once we're on the subject of escaped bees, so the Mishnah tells us that umahalech besoch sedecha vero lahatzel es nechilo. A person is allowed to go into his friend's field to go recapture and to save his nechil, his swarm of bees. Vim hizik, and if in the process of going into his friend's field he damages his friend's field, mishal masha hizik, he's got to pay back what he's damaged. Avol, but he cannot lo yokotz es socho. He's not allowed to cut off his friend's branch. Let's say the bees have gathered on the branch, they're going to cluster there. He cannot cut off the branch to take the bees away with the branch, on the condition that he's going to pay his friend for the branch. That he's not allowed to do. The next Tana is going to argue with this and say, Rabbi Shmuel, Benoshel, Rabbi Yochanan, Ben Baroka, Omer. He says, no, you are even allowed to not only go into your friend's field, but you're even allowed to cut down a branch of his tree and then pay him for it. This, he maintains, is this is the way Yehoshua, when he brought the Jewish people into the land, he brought them on the condition that a person under these circumstances could cut off his friend's branch and then pay him for the cost of it.